brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I've got on the phone Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And we were just talking about this outrageous bill that was passed by the Scottish legislature that is going to assign a government minder to every child from birth until the age of 18. And Paul was just recounting how they've had situations in the UK where children were taken from a family because, in the judgment of the government, they had too many children. How they were taken from a family because of their political affiliation. Of course, it was a mainstream political party. It wasn't the top two biggest parties, but it's a party that is coming up, the UK Independence Party. And I was just starting to talk about this case here in Boston, in Massachusetts, where a Connecticut family was seeking help for their daughter. You have two different hospitals, one of them Tufts, the other one Boston's Children's Hospital. Tufts says it's a physical problem. Boston Children's Hospital says it's a mental problem. The parents should be able to choose between those two conflicting diagnoses, but instead, the child was removed from their custody by the government, and they had a gag order put on them by the judge. And when the father went to Glenn Beck and talked about it on Glenn Beck's program, he was slammed with a contempt of court charge, and then the mother just passed out recently as they've taken the children away from them and put them in foster care. This is where this is headed, isn't it, Paul?
It's chilling, David. I mean, the amount of emails I receive on a weekly basis, both to my private email and to InfoWars, from people merely expressing grief, shock, and horror in, you know, five-page emails recounting the whole horror story about how the state has stolen their children, begging me to draw attention to it. And I can't even get through most of them because it's just so fundamentally disturbing. There's actually a program in the UK called the Family Intervention Project, where the government installed surveillance cameras inside poor people's homes. I believe it was 20,000 different families had this done to them, to ensure that children went to bed on time, ate proper meals, and attended school. So that's the level of invasiveness. Now it comes out that GCHQ, British spy agency working with the NSA, is, as we predicted years ago, watching our webcams, storing the images from them. It's completely invasive nanny state. And again, you know, how much will people put up with? Well, they'll put up with a lot. But once it comes to their wallets, that's maybe when it breaks.
Maybe when it comes to their children is when it breaks. You know, they have maintained the document, the notion here in the U.S., a legal term for it is in loco parentis, which means in place of the parents. And courts have held over and over again that once you take your child to a government school, you'd have no right to complain about what they do in the school because you've essentially abandoned your child to the state in their eyes. The whole notion behind this publicly is that the government knows better and cares more for these children than the parents do. And of course, that is an absurd thing on the face of it that we ought to reject. But we need to understand that it is something far more sinister than that. This is something that attacks the most fundamental institution in our society is the family. And that was why Plato wanted to remove it so he could have a strong government. That's what he suggested in the Republic, that no one in an ideal republic, according to Plato, would even know who their parents were. Their total allegiance would be to the state. And that's what we see the social engineers, the socialists of every stripe throughout generations have always sought to impose on a population. They've always seen the family as well as God as their competition.
Exactly. It's a brave new world scenario. And of course, statistically, children are more likely to be abused when they're in, quote, government care per capita than in the general population. So their justification of protecting children is in fact the opposite. They're more likely to be abused in government care.
Yes, we've seen that over and over again. Well, Paul, thank you for joining us. It's just amazing. We keep watching what happens in the Ukraine. We see the bankers doubling down. We see them fostering again a new Cold War so they can sell more military equipment. You know, they always benefit. They always profit from these wars. We're going to be joined right after the break with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to be taking your calls. Call us at 800-259-9231. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This Thursday, February 27, 2014. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm going to be joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson. We're going to be taking your calls in just a couple of minutes. You know, we had scheduled today Wolfgang Halbig. Now, he's an investigator who is a former state trooper, a former educator. He is a school security consultant. He started looking at Sandy Hook because that's his job. His job is to look at what happens when there's school violence and to advise people how to stop that. He's investigated Columbine. He's investigated many school shootings over and over again. And yet, when he tried to investigate Sandy Hook, what he found was very different. Not only was he totally stonewalled by the Connecticut police, but they actually threatened him. They had police in Florida come to his house twice at their request, and they called him and threatened him on the phone as well. And what he has found there is absolutely amazing. Now, this came to our attention when the American Free Press had an interview with him. We had a Don Salazar do an article about it. We've interviewed him for the nightly news, and we really wanted to have him on today, but he called just a few minutes ago and said he's got a personal family emergency. So pray for Wolfgang, whatever is going on with his family. We hope to have him on again and talk about this soon. It's amazing to see that this is all collapsing in front of the government's eyes. These phony narratives about Sandy Hook, these phony narratives about the Boston bombing. In the last hour, we played clips from both CNN and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC seriously questioning the events as they were reported, the official story about the Boston bombing. This is collapsing very quickly for them, and they see that the mainstream media no longer has any credibility. I kind of think that this is the way this is going to happen is that the Voice of America got the prohibition to broadcast, and they were prohibited after they were created at the beginning of the Cold War. They were prohibited from broadcasting government propaganda into America. They broadcast American propaganda into Europe, and they were prohibited from doing that here domestically. Now that prohibition has been lifted, I think what's going to happen is they're going to try to reposition much of the mainstream media as alternative media, questioning to some degree in a limited way what the government's narrative is. I think that's perhaps maybe what's behind MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, or maybe they're just seeing the collapse of Piers Morgan. But whatever, we welcome the fact that they're asking questions about the murder of Ibrahim Todashev, who was, they said they were picking him up for questioning, and then they shot him six times, once in the back of the head. That's clearly a murder, clearly an assassination at the hands of the FBI. And who investigates the FBI? Well, that would be the FBI itself, I guess. And Jakari, we just had Chief Acevedo in here yesterday. We were questioning him about some of the things that have recently happened that the police have done here in Austin that we think are way over the top in terms of this jogger incident that he had to apologize for last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a special report where you went out on the street and you talked to people about that.
Yes, because that was one of the big deals from the beginning was, to the people who aren't familiar with the story, the Austin Police Department for the last couple of weeks have been cracking down on various traffic infractions, and last week they were studying jaywalking. So their intention was to go out and sign citations to jaywalkers, but they encountered one young lady who did not want to stop for them, you know, so they claim. Reports are contradictory. We have eyewitnesses saying that the girl was grabbed from behind. Police Chief Acevedo told me to my face that the officer was in the young lady's field of view, but regardless of how she was grabbed.
Yeah, when he was here, you were running past and saying, now show me how to grab her.
You
guys were reenacting it down in the hallway.
This,
yeah.
And I was like, come on, tell me how this happened. So right. Regardless, you know, he says it doesn't matter if she was grabbed from behind or not, because she knew it was an officer approaching her. So we did a man on the street. I went out to the streets and I asked young ladies, I said, you know, how would you react if somebody ran up on you from behind? And I even ran up on some people in the streets and I just ran up behind. Like, how do you feel about somebody coming up on you from behind? And of course, you know, the young ladies who would stop and talk to me, they said, well, you know, I don't care who it is. If it's a police officer, if it's just some guy on the street, if somebody grabs me from behind or out of my field of view, I'm either going to jerk away or fight back.
Yeah. I mean, I really have a problem with this whole notion that because they're wearing a uniform, they can do things that are really unacceptable. In other words, they have some authority because by nature of their uniform, but there needs to be some limits on the police. And we don't see those limits being enforced when they step over the line. I understand what Acevedo is saying. He says, you know, don't run from the police and you won't get shot in the back. Okay.
That's pretty much
it. Do whatever they tell you to do, and you can always take it to court, but
he told, I believe it was an interview with Alex he did a while back, he was talking about how you shouldn't run from the police for any reason.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of how ridiculous the circumstances may be, how unjustified, he says, do not run from the police. And in the city of Austin, we know that you can be shot in the back if you do run from the police.
That's right. And see, the problem is that they get away with it.
Yes.
And it's not just one isolated incident. You know, you can look at one case and you can say, all right, well, maybe that's not as it appears to be. But when it happens over and over and over and over again in every jurisdiction, the American public is starting to come to the idea that there is nothing that a cop can do that they will ever stand trial for or ever be rollback. So this whole idea that you do whatever the cop says, and then if you have a problem with it, you can take it to court, that ain't washing. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, you see the situation with Kelly Thomas in California and last year here in the city of Austin with Larry Jackson. For the people who aren't familiar, Larry Jackson was a man. He went to a bank after it was robbed. He was not the bank robber, but he goes to the bank and allegedly tried to commit a fraud, whatever that means, whether it's a fake ID or pass a hot check, Regardless, he flees the bank because, you know, he doesn't want to be involved with the police. The officer commandeers a car to track him down. And after a supposed struggle, Larry Jackson is unfortunately shot in the back and dies.
Yeah.
Now, the officer wasn't under investigation until he retired, and then APD just dropped investigation. So, which is to say, if you commit a crime or you kill somebody, mm-hmm. if you just retire, you don't want to fight it, you say, hey, I'm done with it. Investigation is dropped.
That's just amazing. And to point it out, too, I mean, the guy who ran was a black guy. The bank robbery suspect was a white guy. I mean, didn't match the description. It's just kind of like this this Chris Dorner case out in L.A., you know, where they're looking for a black man and a different, and they shoot up a car with two white women. Totally different cars, a car, not a truck, different color, the whole bit.
Stuff.
I mean, it's just amazing, and yet they get away with it. Why? Because we've got a legal system that is fundamentally broken. That's why I don't support the death penalty. I support the death penalty in principle, mm-hmm. but I don't support it in practice because I don't believe that people are getting a fair and honest trial. I don't believe that the juries, most importantly, the juries do not see themselves as independent of the judge's instructions as somebody who's going to sit there and look at the facts and see that their job is justice to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. And you have so, in the case of some of these police cases where they're not found guilty, mm-hmm. the judges can manipulate that system by withholding evidence. I mean, they have so much leeway, and we don't have an independent jury system. It's a broken system. But let's take a look at your report here. Can we go to that report, guys? We don't have that ready just yet.
Okay, we're here at the spot where last week four Austin police officers were needed to subdue a single female jogger. The original offense, jaywalking. She was later on arrested for the failure to identify to an officer. What happened to the Miranda right to remain silent? What happened to the Fifth Amendment? What happened to the First Amendment? The freedom of speech. Doesn't that also include the freedom not to speak? Let's find out what these students have to say. Hi, excuse me. Hi. What do you think about the jogger who got arrested out here last week?
I actually think it's kind of funny because I cross the street all the time.
What do you think about the jaywalker who was arrested last week?
I don't know the whole story, do you?
I don't know the whole story, but with what you heard, do you have any opinion? Because they say, well, she was officially arrested for failing to identify to an officer. It wasn't the jaywalking charge. But just the police resources, do you think it's a good use of a police resource to be out here busting jaywalkers, just cracking down on jaywalking?
I don't know. That's sort of like, you know, do you still beat your wife, right? You can't really beat your wife. You can't say whether you did or not because you'd be guilty either way.
I don't necessarily agree with his comparison to beating your wife. I mean, busting a jaywalker is busting a jaywalker.
My thoughts are that's pretty ridiculous, but it was a white girl in a nice part of town, and if it was anybody else, it wouldn't have made the news.
If somebody gets hit from jaywalking, then that's their problem. You don't need four cops involved.
I think he shouldn't have got arrested, or she shouldn't have got arrested.
Why is that?
Because she was just crossing the street.
Right. Well, you know, the official reason given for her arrest wasn't so much that she crossed the street. It was because she failed to identify to an officer.
So that means she didn't show her ID? Is that the...
Well, she didn't provide the Austin Police Department with as much information as they desired. I mean, are you familiar with your Miranda rights?
Yes, I am familiar.
Can you tell me one of the Miranda rights?
You have a right to remain silent.
There have been contradictory reports. The police are saying that they were in the young lady's field of view when they tried to grab her. There have been other reports as saying that the officers approached her from behind.
Quintero doesn't think the officer did run up beside her, like Acevedo said.
I think he grabbed her slightly from behind, and it may not be from far behind, but enough to where she didn't notice who was grabbing her right away.
So if you were out jogging, you got your headphones in, you're a single woman alone, and somebody just grabbed you from behind, what would your reaction be?
I would have kept running. All I read was that she didn't see them coming and they grabbed her from behind.
Whether or not he grabbed her by behind, it doesn't matter. It's not relevant. At some point, she knows it's a cop.
If somebody was to grab you from behind for any reason, what would your reaction be?
Definitely do exactly what she did, you know, kick their ass.
Excuse me, miss, you were jaywalking there for a second? Okay, so she has to go to class, and that's a good reason to jaywalk. I just want you to know you get arrested by the Austin Police Department. And let me ask you about some comments that the police chief made.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, the big controversy of last week was that a jogger was arrested, you know, for failing to identify. He says, in comparison, in other cities, you have officers who are actually sexually assaulting people. So does that concern you at all that the bar has been set kind of low? He later came back and, you know, took back those comments. But do you think that's a good place to set the bar?
No, this has nothing to do with sexual assault. You can't compare that.
Now, he has later come back and rescinded those comments. But do you think that's kind of a bad place
that's
to
a great
set
report.
Your bar?
Sorry, we're out of time on this segment. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to take your calls about what we were talking about earlier about the family. If you got calls about Ukraine or anything, we'll be taking those calls right after the break with Jakari Jackson. We'll be right back.
Renaissance Charge, have you ever wondered if you can make your car run on 100% electric power for free? Is it now possible? How about a device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this device could also restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? The Renaissance Charge cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, 208-772-4514.
CanteenShop.com provides the best in hard-tested gear for survival, prepping, bushcraft, and everything outdoors. And we're the only place you'll find stainless steel canteen kits, unique gear from the Paracord guy, and zombie tinder fire starters all at one easy-to-use website. Check out the Prepper's Pack and see our custom knives, tarps, EDCs, and more. It's the best gear available with unbeatable customer service. 216-410-5096 or visit CanteenShop.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Watch me! I got it! Hey!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm joined here in studio with Ja'Kari Jackson. We're filling in for Alex Jones today. There's a lot of breaking news today. You know, we see that yet another sailor has come forward talking about how his exposure at Fukushima has ruined his health. It's now up to 100 soldiers or sailors here or there. They said that they didn't know. This is what CBS said. They didn't know that they were heading into the path of a radiation plume. Really? I don't know. I think somebody knew about that. They said now 3 years after the exposure, at least 100 of those first responders are suffering from unexplained illnesses like cancer, leukemia, bleeding, and hair loss. We had one of those sailors on the program. Alex talked to him at length. A very sad situation, but we've seen over and over again a total disregard, whether it's depleted uranium, whether it's Agent Orange, the government doesn't treat soldiers with the respect that they should have for them. In many cases, they treat them worse than they do chimpanzees because they've even said in some cases that they're cheaper than chimpanzees. Also, Google fears that the FCC's new internet powers are going to affect even Google. And we've just seen just the last week how the FCC was going to intrude itself into newsrooms. Everybody was concerned about that. They said content is none of your business, but the FCC is making it their business. And now the fears are that they're going to do a backdoor content management on the internet using the same kind of justification that they were trying to get with SOPA. We've had SOPA, we've had PIPA, we've had CISPA rejected twice. Now it looks like they're going to try to just do it with the FCC. You know, that's kind of, Ja'Kari, that's kind of like Obama has done this in the past, hasn't he? You know, he's always come in and just said, well, this is the year of action. We're just going to go around Congress. If we can't get internet censorship, internet control passed by Congress, I'm sure we can just do the FCC.
Gun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
If I can get Congress to sign on, I'm just going to, I got my pen, I got my telephone. That's how I'm going to do it.
That's right. We've also got the FBI says that they had human source contact with bin Laden as far back as 1993. This is an exclusive from the Washington Times. But, you know, this is not a surprise. This is something that Sybil Edmonds blew the whistle on. She tried to get the 9/11 Commission to pay attention to this, and, of course, they gagged her. That's how she got the title of the most censored woman in history, a whistleblower who was at the FBI, and she knew that they were in contact with bin Laden leading up to 9/11. We've said over and over again that bin Laden was deeply tied to the CIA. He was their guy, just as they turn against Manuel Noriega and others. And then also we've got some planned food safety rules now coming from the FDA again, not from the legislature, not being passed as laws, but regulations. These regulations would essentially ban organic farming. They would ban practices that have been performed by farmers for millennia,
yep,
using natural organic fertilizer, using animals to plow a field. No, you can't do that. You got to buy your fertilizer from the pharmaceutical companies and exactly. Big Agra. So we're going to be taking your calls on that. But before we do, I want to tell you that this hour is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, we're seeing attacks on our freedoms like never before, but we can secure our independence by breaking free from the confines of their systems of control. The path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. And My Patriot Supply is the home of a wide array of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. It's delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. They offer amazing variety, great taste, and packaged to last for up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, the products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. That's how we support our operation. We're listener-supported. We appreciate if you patronize those people who support us, who sponsor us. Now, we've got some calls on the line, but before we go to that, Ja'Kari, you've got some updates on some articles.
Stories about self-defense, you know, all about the Second Amendment and self-defense. But I want to talk briefly about that the FDA article where they said they don't want to have organic farming and so forth. We've seen the raids on the raw milk facilities, mm-hmm, and on people who have their own farms and so forth. And this is a very important issue because, you know, we do have some victories, like with Subway saying that they want to take, or they're going to take, the the yoga mat material out of the breads and things like that.
That happened very quickly.
Yeah, so that's a good victory, but we also need to get behind these these organic farmers, because this is the food that you need to be eating. And if these guys get shut down, all it's going to be is GMO. So it's a very important issue.
That's right. And just earlier this week, I talked to Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres. He's a farmer in Michigan. And the pig association there is basically coming after the farmers who are raising heritage pigs. They're saying that they're feral. And he's been fighting that on his own for almost 3 years now. We're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to take your phone calls. Tell us what you think, whether it's the Ukraine or the FDA cracking down on our food supply. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets, not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson. And we've been talking about a wide variety of topics. In the last hour, I talked to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And we talked about how they just passed a law in Scotland that would assign a government minder to every child from birth until the age of 18. And that is absolutely amazing. And we can't say that that would never happen here, can we, Jakari? Because we've just seen this case where you've got a Connecticut teenager who goes to Massachusetts to get treatment, and you got one hospital that says it's a physical condition, another one says it's a psychiatric condition, and the parents don't have any say-so in this. They believe, they agree with the diagnosis that it's a physical condition, and they see their daughter getting constantly worse, wasting away. But the court, the Massachusetts court, steps in and says, can't do anything about it. We're not going to let you. We're not even going to let you talk to the media about it. And they put a contempt order on the father when he goes and talks to Glenn Beck about it. It's just outrageous. Now they put their daughter in foster care.
Exactly, because you see even stories where they try to take your children away or put some kind of sanction on you if you refuse to vaccinate your children.
Yes.
I've read before I vaccinated, and I've choose to not vaccinate my child, and now they want to take your children away.
Yes, that's right. Coming against the family, and as we just talked about in the last segment, coming against the family farm, we had Obama's Labor Department say about a year ago, wasn't it? They said that they were going to start taking a close look at child labor laws and how they applied on the farm, right?
Work on the farm. Yeah. And, you know, I have a family of farmers, you know, some old-time Oklahoma country folks, and, you know, they were, you know, Obama supporters, and I said, you know, Obama doesn't want kids to work on the farm. They just couldn't believe it. It's like, why would he do that? I said, because he can.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely insane. I just talked earlier this week. There's an interview on the Nightly News, and, of course, Jakari is a host and a reporter on the Nightly News. It's something you guys need to support, Prison Planet TV. I'll put a little plug in there for it. We're listener-supported. It's a subscription service, just one subscription will let you share that with 10 people simultaneously. So it's a great way to see our documentaries, to see our news reports first. But I had Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres. He's a farmer in Michigan, and he's raising heritage pigs. It's like free-range cattle. It's like, grass-fed cattle, free-range chicken. That's what he's doing with his pigs. And he's got a strain of heritage pigs that, since he lives in Michigan, they've got hair on them. And based on the physical appearance of the pigs,
right,
based on whether they've got the ears that stick up or they got fur or whatever, of course, this all came from his competitors who are politically connected. And for 3 years, nearly, he's been fighting this order that came out of the state of Michigan. They want to kill all of his pigs.
Because they don't look like the cute pigs in the movies.
That's right. And one of the things that he told me, the reason I started getting on this again, was he said that he got into farming because when he was in the military, the most grounded, most centered people that he met had been raised on a farm. And he wanted that life for his family. And he wanted to, you know, so that's why he got into farming. You've got family farmers who are not producing the kind of factory food that we're concerned about, mm-hmm, that's got a lot of pesticides, a lot of steroids, a lot of antibiotics in it. You've got good, clean, honest food, and the government is coming down on them from every direction like a hammer. I mean, it was the child labor laws, then the EPA from the Labor Department. It's the EPA came after them with dust regulations. Now we've got the FDA coming out and saying they can't have natural fertilizer.
And then during some drought periods, we have seen cows and other livestock eating candy.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of wacky things.
But, you know, they want to have the entire food supply controlled by just a few people who are their friends, both for monetary purposes, but it's also a very effective political means. Now, we've had a couple of callers who have been waiting for a while. We've got, let's go to them and give them a chance to weigh in on this. We were talking about the family. We got a first call is from Bob in Michigan. He wanted to talk about the family. Bob?
Thanks for taking my call. Enjoying your show today, guys. Sounds really great.
Thank you.
And you've had other people call in and talk about the relationship of the political structure and how it enslaves people. But people keep saying, well, how can they do that with the children, impose a gag order, tell them what medical care they'll get? I can't state this enough. You've had some other people that have really articulated it very well as to why. But you have to remember that the people that are in power see us as chattel goods, possessions, slaves, if you will, and whatever is good for that property, they are maintaining that as a corporate asset.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, that's the common thread through this whole thing. And, you know, the great late George Carlin said it, they own you.
Exactly, because they own you with your student loan debt. They own you with your mortgage. They own you any kind of way they can.
Give you that stupid number, and that's what this is. We're talking about the result of a basic misclassification, criminally, I might say, and put us all into that really risky, dangerous place.
Yes, yeah, and you know that's a mindset that people need to understand. They need to understand that this is not coming about because the government is fundamentally incompetent or they waste money or they really want to do the right thing. But no, they're basically, they have a very evil agenda. That's why we keep trying to put this out. We see this over and over again. And topic after topic, it isn't incompetence. It isn't mistakes being made.
They always try to play that off, just like, you know, we have the situations of Benghazi, you have the situations of the ATF running guns into Mexico. And they say, oh, it was a few rogue agents, even though the Eric Holder has perjured himself. He knew about it. He may have known about it under another name, but he knew these activities were going on. But they always try to plead incompetence. I have too many moving parts in my government. Well, why don't you shut down those moving parts when you find out they're acting the way they're not supposed to?
Yes. Yeah. Fast and Furious, for example, the good example that you bring up there, that was not incompetence. That was a deliberate effort to destroy the Second Amendment. It was to manufacture a false flag so they could enact gun control and gun registration so they could prevent gun traveling over the border.
And, you know, they still, even though they Fast and Furious incident was exposed, they still try to use it because Obama goes down to Mexico and he says, the reason why you guys have such a high murder rate with your weapons because we have a First Amendment in our country.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, even the New York
Amendment, Second Amendment.
Yeah, even the New York Times pointed out that it was a false flag in order to do that. And they had the UN Armed Trade Treaty, which was going to do precisely that. So they have something in mind that they want to enact, and so they create a false flag that's going to move public opinion just in time for the event to come in, but it fortunately blew up in their face and was exposed only because a federal agent was killed. Let's go to, thank you, Bob, for the call about the family. Let's go to D.C. and West Virginia. D.C., you said you got a Washington Times article you want to talk about?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great job, like always. Sorry if I'm a little off topic, but I want to talk about the banker suicides, also known as murder. And I wanted to see if you all see any connection between this Washington Times 2012, October 25th article. Now, this was put out right during the whole hysteria of the Mayan calendar and all that stuff. But basically, they quoted Paul Volcker. Now, for those who don't know Paul Volcker, he's in the Trilateral Commission. He's also in the Bilderberg Group. And they quoted him as saying that he believes the economies will collapse on March 4th, 2014. Hmm. And then all of a sudden, we have all these banker suicides.
Yeah, that's true. Looks like it's
time. It's, you have all so many different predictions. You know, I'm not the greatest forecaster, but I definitely do recognize the banker's suicides or quote suicides, very mysterious circumstances going on with that, and it definitely does concern me.
When you got somebody who's a former chair of the Fed like Paul Volcker, if they predict a date, I mean, certainly they could manipulate the markets to the extent that they could precipitate a crash.
Fulfilling.
I mean, we have the Federal Reserve because you had J.P. Morgan facilitate a crash and use that as an excuse to create the Federal Reserve. Thank you, D.C. Let's go to John in Ohio. You want to talk about the Ukraine?
Wanted to first point out that the media that everyone considers their friend in their car in their living room is really a cobra. It's not your friend. It's run by the Central Intelligence Agency, the biggest banks that own it, are locked with it, the Fortune 100 companies, the warmongering military industrial war profiteers.
And so that was even more confirmed with the FCC regulations that have been revealed recently.
I'm not detailed on that, but that general statement I just made, I think that necessitates we get real alternative. And I found one, which is Global Research. It's a collection of a lot of writers and journalists who will never get on CNN and Fox. And they've been talking about the lies we're being told on Global Research concerning, just about everywhere, including the Ukraine. And I wanted to bring up some of the incestuous relationships between Victoria Nuland, this notorious foul-mouthed imperialist. Her husband is the neocon founder of the Hitlerian Project for a New American Century, Robert Kagan. And he also interlocks with the Republican warmongers because he is the top advisor to Mitt Romney, an even worse warmonger than Obama, which is hard to imagine. And so you see that there, and you see that this project for a New American Century, I think a lot of people know, was the scheme of the top military industrial types and Democrats and Republicans to overthrow the entire world and establish U.S. World domination. They said because of the demise of the Soviet Union, this was a golden opportunity that they were going to eliminate and destroy any country that stood in the way of U.S. Imperialist world domination. Mm-hmm. Then you look at Samantha Power, the other warmonger. She is the wife of Cass Sunstein. Who is the evil demon that, along with the military, that are creating sock puppets to plant, you know, pro-war propaganda, pro-overthrow of Syria, Libya, Ukraine propaganda throughout the media while pretending to be alternative. And so I think when you look at all of that from all sides, and I think the InfoWars on some of its positions is exposing the military CIA industrial propaganda, like in Ukraine, Syria, and Libya. But on the other hand, it promotes us that propaganda when it comes to China and Cuba, Venezuela, and sometimes even Iran. But I think people have really got to realize that.
How do you think we promote propaganda? Did you see the interview that I had with Steve Pachinik on the Nightly News the other night?
No, I don't follow.
Well, do you know who Steve Pachinik is?
Oh, sure, I do. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just for people who don't know, I mean, he was advisor to, I think it was 5 administrations. He brokered the Camp David agreement. He's got long-term involvement in the intelligence community. But I asked him about the Ukraine. I asked him about Victoria Nuland, and he said it was the most outrageous, in-your-face, deliberate challenge that he's ever seen. The fact that she's claiming that they hacked her phone, and the phony outrage from the State Department and the U.S. government that somebody would actually listen to her phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Can they really seriously say that with a straight face? I mean, they're listening to all of our phones, blanket surveillance, dragnet surveillance, and yet they say, can you imagine the Russians listening to somebody at the State Department's phone? Of course, she did that just to challenge them, just to foment dangerous relationships, to escalate conflict between the U.S. and the Russians, I think, is part of a way for the military-industrial complex to get back their profit center. But how do you think that we are promoting propaganda? Let me ask you to explain.
Well, I'm saying on certain countries you're doing a good job, like on the Ukraine and Libya and Syria, and pointing out that Al-Qaeda is really behind these claims of Anderson Cooper and other CIA rotters that these are freedom fighters. But when it comes to China, Cuba, Venezuela, I think you don't apply the same standards of these color revolutions, the CIA subversion, and the lies that were being told simply because they're either not nominally socialist or they're semi-socialist, and there's a kind of a red flag that goes up that changes the whole standards when it comes to those countries. But you do.
Well, we have talked about Venezuela. Yeah. We've talked about how there seems to be a double standard in the way that it's very telling how there's a double standard between the way the.
And I believe it was Kurt Nimmo who put out an article just a few days ago. So maybe you can go to Infowars.com and check up on that for yourself.
Yeah. Well, right. I just think that, like today, talking about applying the same standards to a country, if Russia came over here and tried over and overthrew Canada and started to move its missiles into a threatening position in our country. And
How about if they put missiles in Cuba? Would we see that as a crisis? I think we have. You know, and quite honestly, I mean, I look at the situation in Ukraine, and I have a lot of sympathy for the people of Ukraine. I know they suffered under tremendous despotism. I know that the Soviet Union went in, they decapitated their leadership, they co-opted the churches, they had a massive influx of Russians to immigration to control the country, and then they took away their food and they starved them out. And so I understand that people are still upset about that. They should be upset about that. But we also understand there's another gang that's out there eager to subjugate them. I hope they get their independence somehow. But, you know, they're jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire. If they get under the control of these European bankers and the IMF, we said that was happening. And now we see it, as we talked about with Paul Joseph Watson last hour. The IMF is there with, they're going to outbid the Russians. Instead of $15 billion, the IMF is going to come in with $35 billion, and they're going to loot the country left and right. It's just really sad. Well, thanks, John, for calling in from Ohio. We've got Brad in Connecticut. You wanted to talk about Sandy Hook.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Brad. Sure.
Hey,
go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up a couple of inconsistencies and some weird things that I found from doing my own research about whatever went on in Sandy Hook. There's the evidence pictures that you can see online, and there is a two black sweatshirts. One's by the front passenger, and the other's by the rear passenger that are just left on the ground. And they never really talk about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of anomalies. I mean, the article, the interview that Wolfgang Halbig had with American Free Press, it was a 45-minute long interview. Adan Salazar, not Paul Joseph Watson, but Adan Salazar, did a detailed argument talking about, he kind of focused on the crime scene because that's his investigation background. He's a former state trooper. He's a school security consultant. So there's a lot of strange things that are going on in the periphery of that. It's very strange that you don't have any families that have sued. That's never happened before in a shooting. Never been any families that sued. It was interesting that you did have one family that was going to sue, and they were going to sue for $100 million because not because their daughter was killed, but because she was frightened. And they backed off of that after just 2 weeks, and nobody has sued them for negligence. And, of course, that's the first thing that seems to happen. And if they were concerned about children's safety, you would think that they would be open to school safety consultants like Wolfgang Halbig. So we want to get him back on. His amazing set of facts. He's been researching this since it happened, in spite of the stonewalling from Connecticut. And we've had him on the nightly news. We want to have him on the radio soon, and we hope that that'll happen. But today he had a family emergency, so our prayers go out to him. We're going to be right back with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to take more of your calls. We're talking about Ukraine. We're talking about the attack on the family, the attack on the family farm, and the attack on free speech from the FCC. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula.
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in studio with Ja'Kari Jackson, another member of the Nightly News crew.
Hey.
And we're going to be joined by Leanne McAdoo at the bottom of the hour. She's going to come in and swap out with Ja'Kari Jackson. We're taking your calls, talking about news articles today. We've been talking about the attack on the family, the attack on the family farm. What's going on in the Ukraine? What does that mean for not just the Ukrainian people, but what does it mean for us as we see the American government escalating this conflict between
in there and, you know, all the war hawks and everybody's ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you start going after the Ukraine and Russia, and you start going after the Crimea, which is their access to water. That's going to be
call in last week talking about the ports out there, and you know, it's a very real concern.
Yeah, that's a good way to stir up a hornet's nest. If you wanted to start World War III, that's the way you would do it. And we've seen a lot of signs, and we've heard warnings from people like Skousen saying that that's exactly what he thinks the government wants to do, is start World War III. We know that governments always profit when there's a war or there's a fear of a war.
Oh, exactly.
So the question is, do they just want to drum up conflict between us and Russia and China and Iran? Certainly that's in the interest of dictatorships like Iran and countries where you've got an oligarchy that's running it, like China. It certainly makes them stronger to brag about how they want to go to war and how prepared they are for war. But, of course, our government is becoming more and more like a dictatorship in every respect. So you would expect them to start doing that.
The situation in Syria where, you know, Obama says they crossed the red line, and then he says, no, the American people say they crossed the red line. And then they show the videos of these YouTube videos with the Al-Qaeda logo on it, show it on the big networks. You see, it's Assad. I'm like, oh, Assad with the Al-Qaeda logo on his video. Like, okay, that makes perfect sense.
That's right. I guess we're not really too far away from the day when the U.S. military is going to parade down the streets of Washington on May Day. You know, of course, they're already sending out the military vehicles to every village and town. You know, we got anti-mine vehicles that are going to every village and town. So I guess they don't need the May Day parade
anymore. I think it's Ohio State. They have that big mine-proof truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of frat parties are you guys busting up that you need something that big?
Yeah.
That's my question.
That's right. Well, let's go to our callers. We had one caller from Texas, Timmy from Texas, who's been on for a while, hanging on for a while. You wanted to say something about pension fraud?
Yeah, I read an article. It was posted yesterday on Drudge. It was only there for yesterday, but it's over. It was from Yahoo News, and it said that over 100 firefighters and policemen are being arrested for pension fraud from the stemming from the 9/11 pensions they got. I guess they retired shortly after 9/11. And I just wanted to discuss with you guys if there may, you know, you guys might think there'd be a deeper plot as far as these are the guys that just kept quiet and took the money. But in reality, they could be the guys to speak out and say there was maybe proof of explosives. And instead, they took the money, which in the article it states is over $400 million. So spread that out over 100 people or so. I mean, that's a lot of money. What do you guys think?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean,
I look into that.
Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised to find anything associated with the 9/11 situation. But we know how the government has used it. We've covered it over and over again. Alex has talked to eyewitnesses. We have done documentaries. We've covered the news. It's just amazing. And we see it happening over and over again. I mean, what do you think about the fact that Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and CNN are talking about how phony the Boston bombing looks, having issues with the fact that the FBI would pick somebody up for questioning and then shoot him in the back of the head, or shoot him six times and once in the back of the head. I mean, hang on, we'll be right back. I want to know what you think about that. Stay tuned. We'll talk about the awakening of the mainstream media, if that's what's going on.
I guess you can say that to an extent.
Maybe, yeah. We'll see what's behind that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.